Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for my most beloved friend, Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who inspired these shiurim on the Sfas Emes. We're going to be learning Sfas Emes, Parshas Lech Lecha. We'll start at the beginning. It's always the best place to start. Berashi Umedrish Lamelo Gilom Lomiyad. Why didn't he tell him immediately? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not tell Avram immediately where he's going? He says to him, Lech Lecha, Artzecha, Molatzecha, Beisavicha, leave your land. Where? El Aretz Asher Areka, to the land that I tell you. So why doesn't he just tell him immediately where he's going? Rashi says, Kedei Lechabava Be'enov, V'lesla Schara called Dibur V'Dibur, in order to make it beloved in his eyes, and he give him schar on every dibur that he says. Me artecha, ume latecha, ume beis avicha. That's Rashi. So Hashem says, Pashut, ki ze atzmo b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. And where was he going? He never tells him it was Eretz Yisrael, but that's the bechina, that's the aspect of Eretz Yisrael. Libata b'chol achushim v'aretzonos rakel rotzen Hashem Yisbarach. To mevavli yourself to Hashem. K'mash kosev lech lecha me'aretz lecha dainu kol izdapkus chitzonis. L'hash lecha kol avr liros v'tzoni Yisbarach v'az nizgala v'tzona le'adam. In other words, Hashem says to him, lech lecha me'aretz lecha, go from your land. This can also be interpreted as Chassidus interpreted. Me'aretzius shelcha. From your aspect of being a land type person. In other words, from his dapkos, from being dovig, from clinging to chitzonius, to externals. Lahashlich hakol, throw everything away, avor liros chitzonius barach, to see the will of God. V'ozis gala ritzon aladim, then man knows what Hashem wants. So what is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is throwing away all of your artzius, all of your ritzonos, and being mevatel them to the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. That's why Hashem didn't tell him immediately. Because he's really telling what Eretz Yisrael is about. Throw away all of your chitzonius in order to see the ratzon of Hashem. And then you're going to get there. Then you're going to get to Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, you're going to get to Eretz Yisrael in Ruchnius, and you're also going to get to Eretz Yisrael in Gashmius. That's the Ruchnius of Eretz Yisrael, throwing everything away and being dovek to the ratzon of Hashem, just doing what Hashem wants. V'aklal, ki zed tzarech lios tamid ratzon adam rak l'shmo l'kabel masheh eino yodeh shein shuli yidyasi yisbaruch koroi lios bata yosef yosef tamid. So the klal is that a person always has to have a will to hear what he doesn't know, because there's no end to the amount that Hashem knows. And therefore, when we want to know what Hashem knows, we want to know the idea of Hashem, so we have to mevatel ourselves more and more. When do we end? When do we get to a point where we know everything Hashem wants? Never. So we just have to mevatel ourselves more and more to Hashem in order to understand His will. V'zeh shimi basu ri'i. And this is the medrash that everybody quotes in the sixth parsha. Shimi basu ri'i. V'yitzchak opened up. Listen, my daughter, and hear it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Bati aznech, incline your ear. V'shichi amecho beis avich, and forget your land. In the land of your, in the house of your father, Amr of Yitzchak, Moshel Echad Sheover in Mokom Hamokom, Moshel of a person who's going from place to place, Rab Bira Dolekes, and he sees a burning building, and the Bala Bira looks to him, and he says, "I'm the Bala Bira." So too, since Avram Avinu said, "Could it be that the world doesn't have a manik?" Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at him and he said, "I'm the Bala Olam. I'm the king." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this desire to make you beautiful in the world. Bow down to Him. So, hi, that's what it means in the Pasuk. Vayomer Hashem El Avram. That Hashem said to Avram, this is Avram's greatness. He left everything. The Baal HaBira looked at him. And Avram Avinu was able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serve him, and Hashem wanted to make him beautiful in the world as he did. So, V'zeo Shimi Basuri, that's the Medrash. Shetamit Tzerech Yos B'Pchinas Riyah V'Staklus V'Azana. That's what it means, listen and see. A person always has to be bebechinas ri'ah v'istaklus v'hazana, lekabel ma shelamala mehasagas l'idei bitul sichlo v'yidiyaso ata. A person always has to look and hear to be makabel what's above his hasaga by being mevatel his seichel from what he knows now to going weiter in the future and learning more. So it means, Shimi Basuri, my daughter, listen and hear. In other words, a Jew, in order to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says his fasems, you have to constantly be in this mode of listening and hearing. You listen more and more, you hear more and more of a medrash. Ra bira dolekes, shemati mi adoni avi zikni, we're in the second shtickel now. More rabbi heard from my grandfather, and again, this is the medrash that ra bira dolekes, he saw this building burning, meaning, what was the building? The building was the world. And he said, there must be a bala bira, there must be an owner to this world. And Hashem said, hey, it's me. So there are many interpretations for this Bira Dolekes. So my grandfather, Chedush HaRim, wanted to explain, Dolekes kamo dolakta acharai. It's like you ran after me. Shemash kol olam nimshoch achar nekuda achas. That he saw that the entire world was drawn after one nekuda. In other words, ma'apishi u'machatasi, Yaakov Avinu said to love and ki dolakta acharai, you ran after me. You know, Zam Ravinu hat gizein, Av Ravinu saw that the whole world was running after one nekuda, the whole world was pointing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'cheinisu v'zara kadosh, v'u kanal shkol dover ki, dvar, dover ki yumo, abitl v'adibuk l'mashen l'mala, ad shakol bol nekuda mitis me'ashem yisbarach, shemechaya hakol. So what we have to do is everything in this world, in order to be mekayim, in order to make it exist, we have to medavik it to what's higher, until everything comes to a point of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, everything in this world, we have to raise to a point where we realize that it all comes from God. Avinu wanted to see how God gives life to all creations, not to be separate from Hashem, even though they're in Olam Hazav, they are bitul lech lecha zacha lirota, and by being mevatel himself, chinas lech lecha, he was zocha to see this nekuda, how the whole world is following after Hashem. V'chein gam ata b'Shabbos Kodesh, like this Vasemis does so often, he brings this back to Shabbos. Shekol adam mashlich kol inyan ayachol makabal atzmo omachus shemayim shubachinas Shabbos. That's what we do on Shabbos. We throw away from ourselves all the secular matters. We're makabel on ourselves. Ol machus shemayim b'chinas Shabbos. Lishbois mikol ma'isa koton v'godol. Nizgala be'emes k'ma shekasuv ra'ah u'ru'u. Kishem Hashem nikra alecha. So we're shoveis from every ma'isa koton v'godol. And then we see. U'ru'u kol ha'meretz. Kishem Hashem nikra alecha. Then you can see that the name of God is called upon us. In other words, how are we zoche to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're zocha to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we throw away everything in this world. We're makabel omachus shemayim, and then we're zocha to see that everything is from Hashem, and that comes from bitul lech lecha. You just follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Third shtickle, Ramban Hiksha. Ramban asked, Shenemra lech lecha b'li shenizkar mikodem chibasel. Why doesn't it say what was great about Avram Avinu? It just says, Lech Lecha, who is this man? According to the Zohar HaKadosh, that's the Shevach. The Shevach is that he heard. Lech Lecha, Shenema Hashem Yisbarach, L'kol HaNashim Tamid. Because God's talking to everybody. The Shevach was that Avram Avinu heard it. Woe unto those whose chalalim, whose open parts are sealed up and they're not able to hear. They're like sleeping in their holes. Avram Avinu, Alav Shalom Shama V'Kibla. Avram Avinu heard and he listened. In other words, this Lech Lecha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling to everybody to come to him. And people are just stuck in there and they're not listening. But Avram Avinu listened. Omele Nikor Raka Dibur Elev Ki Elel Anunsev Yuchad Lishma. Nobody else heard it. Raku, except for him. So nobody else heard this because according to the Mashem, the Zohar Kadosh says this Vasemis, that it was only Avram Avinu who heard this Kriya, and that was the Shevach, that he heard it and nobody else heard it. Avo Bevad is a Shevach Batzim Sheyamuchan Lekabel HaMaimer. So that's the Shevach, that he could hear it, nobody else heard it. And that's bad. So what's going on in the world, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu calls out to us, and we just have to hear his call. Bemedrash, Tafri Shlam Adalit, Shemi Basuri'i, Bira Dolekes, say Medrash, listen. abandon your father. That's Avraham Avinu. He grew up in a home, not from, to say the least. And then he sought after God. He saw this world was on fire, so to speak. As we saw before, Dalakt, everything's running after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wanted to see what it's all about. So first it says Shimi Basurihi, and then it says Hati Aznech. First it says listen, and then it says incline your ear. Achtichsiv El Arata Sherreka Velomaloha Reo Miyad. So once you already heard, what do you mean Hati Aznech? But the pasuk says El Arata Sherreka, to the land that I will show you, Velomaloha Reo Miyad. Velomaloha Reo Miyad. Why didn't he show him immediately? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more pleasure from the will and the yearning, the desire, the pining that a person, every Jewish person has to become close to him, and to understand his Torah, this ratzon is what brings a person to come close and to understand. That Kadosh Baruch Hu has more desire when a person comes close to him and tries to understand his Torah. Me'achar yidiyaso, then he has from what the person actually knows. Because this ratzon is mezaka person, gives a person the merit that he can come close and understand. This is greater for God. It's more chashiv for in front of Hashem. And the seder of a Jewish man is that by desiring to understand and hear the voice of God, he hears it. So first he has the desire, gets the hasagi, gets the understanding, he has to put it in the depths of his heart. And then he says, I want to hear more, I want to hear more. And there's no resting, because a person is in this world to toil. And in the next world, the person is going to have menucha, the tzaddik. But this world is amal adam l'amal yulad. It's for toiling. So that's what a person has to do. You put that sug in your heart, and then you want to know more. It's like when you, I hope you've had this experience, that you get a havan and a sugya, and then you want to understand it better. Because it was so teef, and you want to go deeper. You want to go deeper, you want to go deeper. That's what's supposed to be in this world. You have a rutzen to know Hashem, and then it goes deeper, and then you put it in your heart, and you go, wow, I want to know more. Avraham Avinu said, one second, why is this bira, why is it on the move? Why is it on fire? Why isn't it resting? God answered him, he called Ritzono, he came Ritzono Yisbarach Shebolam Hazeh, God said, I want this world to be a world of toil and not resting. That's what it means, I will show you. That he knew he'll never get it in this world. He has to constantly be mishtoikik for more and more. That's beautiful pshat. Asher areka. What's pshat asher areka? Asher areka means I'm going to show you, meaning that you're going to constantly be able to see more. And that's this whole world. This whole world is asher areka. That's like Eretz Yisrael, which is the height of Ruchnias in this world. But everything we're supposed to see in this world, and God's going to show us more and more and more and more. We have to have this chuk. It's never resting. That's why a fire, you ever see a fire just sitting there doing nothing? Avadinat. V'zeh shimi basuri v'hati yaznech. First hear, and then incline you to hear more. Shemati mi Adoni Avi Zikni, Bira Delekes, Miloshan Dalakta, Choresh, Koldover Mishtokit, for a Devis Tamidach Hashlemis. Everything is running after Shlemis. Everything is running after Hashem. So that's what it means. Shimi. Shimi means listen. And then Vahati Yaznech. And then incline your ear. In other words, listen more. Once you've already heard, you heard. And now you want to hear more. And that's the avod of a person in this world. And that's what it means. Ki Dalakta Acharai. That the world is always running after Shlemus. Next piece, Rashi, Barashi lech lecha, lahana oscha letovascha, it's for your good, for your pleasure and for your good. Af, ki tzivo Hashem yisbarach lech zaniach hakol, even though God told him to leave everything, lo yal al da'asa adam loymar ki tzivo Hashem yisbarach lios nifrash me'olam hazeh. You could never imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be mitzava you to be separate from this world. No, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be close to Him, it's not to separate yourself from this world. Rakadarabba, on the contrary, lahamshich kedushas yisbarach b'chol ma'isef, to be mamshich the kedusha of Hashem in all of your deeds, v'zeu lech lecha, and that's what it means, lech lecha kinsh kasuv achayis ratzoi v'shoiv, that the animals, the angels, run and then go back, run and go back. That's what it means, lech lecha. That was lech, go, come to me, and then lecha, then you go back to yourself. Whenever you get a saga, the ratzo, you run towards Hashem, the lech, then you also have to go back to the lecha and bring it back to you. And then this nakuda of that you achieved when you got close to Hashem, you have to be mamshichet, you have to draw it to all of your deeds, it should spread out to all your deeds, it should spread this nakuda, this point, to all of your deeds, and this is how you live. And understand this very much, if I'm understanding correctly, you go, you get the hasaga, you get the understanding, you bring it back to yourself. Lech, you go again and get the saga and you bring it back to yourself. So, Amir Tzashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, I hope to continue. We have a lot more to do in this last semester. This is not a lot of Torah. I'm turning the pages here. You see how much there is to go. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the koach and the moach and the financial means, and we should be zochah to keep learning these beautiful ma'amarim. Again, in the schus of my friend Rabbi Jeremy. God bless him and his family. And God bless all of you and your families. We should all be zochah, Amir Tzashem, Lumo, Du'lam, Edlishma, Olas, L'chaim, is called Divrei Samot, Teresu, V'Yahava. Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, and most beloved friends.